Greetings. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, September the 21st, 2014. This is the Mind of God program. On the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to destroy the mind of sectarian violence, destroy the mind of division, enmity, and hatred. We want to rid ourselves of the thinking of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. We want to rise up out of such mentality, exalt ourselves up into, be raised into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. In that lofty, supreme mentality, we will understand that it is within our best interest to come together, organize together, overcome all barriers and obstacles, racial, political, ideological, gender, regional barriers, denominational barriers. Overcome all of that and organize together, work together for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My dear, wonderful, beautiful sister Venice is yet my engineer, facilitator, coordinator, helper in this website, in this program, the Mind of God program website, thinkaboutit.org. I am thankful unto the Most High, eternally grateful for such beautiful sister and such beautiful assistance. I pray that the Most High continues to bless my dear, beautiful sister Venice, her family, her children, and her family. Contact me by emailing yahlove, YAHLOVE, at comcast.net. Now let's give praises. Let's set up the teachings for the month of September in the year of 2014 with praises unto the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahuwah, the Lord, Yahuwah, we get Yahuwah, Ab, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Ab. You see, in Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to the Lord Yahuwah as having the attribute of begetting. That is the attribute of Father. In the African Arabic language, the Father is known as Allah. Allah is not only an African Arabic word, but Allah is also an African Hebrew word found under the number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, carrying such wonderful definitions as being raised up, exalting, growing, excelling. When we are raised into the mind of the Almighty Father, known in Islam as Allah, we will then be able to defeat the knowledge of this wicked system when we are raised into the supreme knowledge of the mind of Allah. We are able then to overturn this system by rejecting the knowledge of this system and tying in to the knowledge of the universe in the proper usage of the knowledge of the universe, enabling us to create the new civilization, the new system, the new institution, the new constitution that will be in obedient to, be obedient to the laws of the universe of existing and living for all. Father Almighty, known in Egypt as Amen, one of the names for the Almighty Father. Amen having to do with that hidden work of seeding the womb for the propagation of existing and life. The hidden and unseen Almighty Father of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grandfather. I greet you also, my sisters and brothers, and we give praises to the Almighty Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. The word mother in the African Hebrew language is Ain. Putting that with Yahuwah, you get Yahuwah Ain. So you have Yahuwah Ab, the Almighty Father, but you also have Yahuwah Ain, the Almighty Mother. Numbers chapter 11 again. Moses refers to the same Lord Yahuwah as also having the attribute of conceiving. That is mother. You see, sisters and brothers, Moshe, Moses, is an African Hebrew scientist who is giving us the scientific understanding of the law of birthing and the power of existing and living. You don't even have to say God and Goddess. Just go into the definitions of the word and understand that these are scientific words describing scientific reality. Yahuwah is father and mother. Yahuwah is defined as existing one, living one. To exist and to live. One cannot exist and live scientifically without aid of father and mother working in unison to produce your existence and your and my life. So Yahuwah is the cause of all the universe. 1961 is defined, the word is Hayah, the root of Yahuwah. The etymological root word of Yahuwah, Jehovah, is Hayah. 1961, and that word Hayah is defined as to bring into existence, to cause to live, to cause the existence of, to bring into being. So Yahuwah is that power in the universe, defined as existing and living, that actually brings into existence all that has ever existed, exists now, and ever will exist. Yahuwah is the cause, and the whole of the universe, ourselves included, we are the effects. The first law of science is the law of cause and effect. So all of these words are descriptive of the universe scientifically, and how the universe works in a scientific manner. And whatever religion you go to, that religious language is giving the same scientific understanding of the universe. So, Mother Holy Spirit, referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine, and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom is 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, carrying the definition, or the word is kakmoth, and that word is feminine, because wisdom is seen as feminine, knowledge is seen as masculine, wisdom is seen as feminine. Mother Holy Spirit, referred to in the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived Jesus. See, Mother Holy Spirit, you're my mother, mother of Yahushua Jesus, mother of the universe, mother of the human family, conceived us all. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the African Hebrew language under the name and title Ruach HaKadosh. The word Kadosh is the word for holy. And the word Ka is in the word Kadosh because the African Hebrew language comes through and from African Ethiopia, African Nubia, African Kemet, Egypt. And the word Ka is spirit. So we see the Spirit of the Almighty. We see Mother Holy Spirit in every facet of the universe, in every portion of the universe. So there is nothing in the universe that is not holy and sanctified. And when we come to those types of conclusions, we will treat the earth, sun, moon, stars, universe with reverence and respect. And we will treat each other with love, reverence, and respect because I recognize the Spirit of the Almighty within each and every one of you, no matter your color, race, ethnicity, creed, religion, religious ideology, political ideology, gender, age, region of you're living, whether no matter what territory you live in, I see Kadosh as you, because Ka is in you and Ka spirit is in me. Ruach is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is the womb. She's our mother. Ruach Ka, Kadosh. You hear the Ka. When you take the Ha and add it to Ruach, you get Ruach Ka, Kadosh. Ruach Ka. So Ka, spirit. The spirit of the Almighty. E equals MC squared. E is energy, but energy is spirit. Energy is usually positive spiritual force. So this spirit energy permeates the whole of material mass and matter and light all over the universe. This is what the Africans taught. Now, in the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Allah. And you hear in the phrase, do they call it the Shahada of Islam? Ashadu illa illa ha'il Allah. Properly understood. None but our mother Allah and our father Allah. In that phrase, you see the unison of Father Allah with Mother Allah, because scientifically, no life without father and mother. Now, Allah is also an African Hebrew word. Around the number 5931, you find Allah around there. But if you go up to 5928-2930, you see Allah with an O. She is the feminine counterpart of Allah. When you get to 5931, you see Allah with an I. She is defined there as occurrence and circumstance. Now, Ola, the feminine counterpart, has to do with elevating and being raised into the mind of the Almighty Mother. Allah, you're raised into the mind of the Almighty Father. Ola with an O, you're raised. That characteristic is masculine and feminine. So Mother Holy Spirit, under the title Ola, raises us up into her mind of supreme wisdom. And with that wisdom, we are able to exalt and be raised and excel the wisdom of this wicked world system of death, hell, and destruction. And with the knowledge of the Almighty Father Allah and the wisdom of the Almighty Mother Illah, we are able to construct the new civilization of freedom, justice, and equality, and change our occurrence, Allah. Change our circumstance, Allah. Allah, the elevation, Allah, the changing of circumstance. Now, in Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known as Amenet. Amun, the father. Amenet, the mother. That's where we get our word amen. Amen coming from Amun and Amenet. Amenet, that womb that takes that which was hidden in her womb and reveals into the light that which was hidden in her dark womb. Darkness, the place of birth. All must come through the law of birth. Black reality, melanin of the universe. The dark matter of the universe that causes the universe to function as the universe should and must function. So, Mother Holy Spirit under the title of Amenet reveals all that is hidden in the darkness must be revealed into the light. Look at the power of the womb. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So it is with great pleasure, sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family, that I greet you in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Jesus the Christ is Yahushua HaMashiach. Now you have Yahshua, the feminine, women with the name Yahshua, salvation. And then you have Yahushua, the masculine. We recognize the feminine and the masculine, and we unite the feminine and the masculine under the title Mashiach, as Messiah. This Messiah power in the universe that is called Christos in the New Testament. This Messiah power that is every human being as the image and likeness of the Almighty. So we must go into our identity to understand this reality. Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. What is the purpose of this? It is to teach us that when I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment, we never enter any time period without the reality of Christ in our midst to teach us that Christ is in us and Christ is us, and that power is in us to change our occurrence, change our circumstance. We no longer talk about waiting on some future time. Christ is here. Christ is now. But how long will we take to wake up to that reality? How long will we take to grow up into the reality that we are Christ in human flesh? That as Christ is the image of the Almighty, and man and woman, we are the image of the Almighty. But we fail from such lofty reality. Now we have to go back and understand that we originally were Christ. And as Christ, we were the image of the Almighty. But the system has caused us to deviate from our original identity. When you research the word sin, S-I-N, one of the definitions, some of the definitions have to do with straying from the path, deviating from the path, deviating from our identity, missing the part, missing the mark. We have missed the mark because the system has taken us out of our original identity as Christ and the image of the Almighty, and made us into the image of the beast system. Therefore, we can have all manner of political ideologies, all manner of religious ideologies. And too many of us find ourselves supporting the killing and destruction of another poor working class human being on the other side of the planet. So we must understand who we are, understand that we are peaceful human beings, understand that we must seek after peace. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 7 gives us the blueprint of how to bring about this peace. Oh, I give thanks and praises unto the Almighty. Read chapter 28. 29, 30, 31, 32 in Jeremiah. It's a process, sisters and brothers. The religious community, they teach us to pray for the leaders, and that's it. But it's a process, sisters and brothers. The Almighty says through Jeremiah that when you go into captivity, and this causes us to have to say, black people of the Americas, you are the fulfillment of scripture from Genesis to Revelation. It is all about you. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad was correct. Master Farad Muhammad was correct. The honorable minister Louis Farrakhan is correct. The Nation of Islam is correct. Black people of the Americas, whether you are in Canada, whether you are in North America, whether you are in Central South America, the Caribbean, the Isles of the Pacific, Australia, all of us black people of the Americas, you fulfill scripture. It is about you when you read of the Jew. It is about you when you read of the Hebrew. That nation Israel today is fulfillment of another scripture that teaches us that one from Russia would invade that territory, steal it from the original people, and then set themselves up as the Jew and the Hebrew and cause the whole world to follow after them. And they would wreak havoc and destruction on the peoples of the region, and we know help to facilitate the destruction of the oppressed all over the earth. You, black man and woman of the Americas, are the real Hebrew and Jew. So when it talks to us in Jeremiah about the Hebrews going into captivity. Why? Because we ceased to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. We ceased to stand up for living and existing for all. We began to participate in the Hyksos. The Hyksos are those invaders that invaded Egypt around, was that 2000 BC, roughly? Overturned the original people, instituted a system of slavery and exploitation, used the religion and the scientific understanding, flipped it inside and out to subjugate and to enslave and to colonize the African Hebrews and the African Kemite Egyptians. That whole history is about us. We are they who were overturned and enslaved. We are they who were taken into captivity by the same Hyksos descendants. The same Hyksos descendants, the same European Jew who is an imposter Jew, they and their Gentile brethren. We're talking of the elites. We're not talking about poor working class Jews and poor working class Gentiles. I am speaking of the ruling class and the ruling families who have instituted a system of slavery and exploitation. We are they who were taken into captivity. And we began to participate in the system of slavery and exploitation. Participate in those days with the Hyksos. Participate in recent days with the system of exploitation. So because of that, because of turning our backs on Yahuwah, because of turning our backs on existing and living for all, because we fell down into the system of exploitation, doing that which we should not do, because we began to go after wicked leadership, wicked rulers, wicked governors, wicked lords. The word Baal, the word Baal is not a wicked word. It is only descriptive of leadership. When it says in Jeremiah that Yahuwah was the husband of the African Hebrews, that word husband is Baal. Same word Baal, the etymological root of the other word Baal. But the Almighty as the Baal is our husband, is our leader, is creating leadership among human beings that are tied to Yahuwah and are tied to existing and living for all. This is representative of a whole civilization. A whole civilization that has institutions, has governmental, departmental facets of this constitution, institution, ruling civilization that is absolutely tied to existing and living, which means it's a nation, a civilization of peace, love, and righteousness. Let's take this first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.